Satnam, welcome. Hello, everybody. Can you hear me?
Good.
I didn't hear the phone click, and we kept getting disconnected last week. Okay, there we go. So, today, June 12, 2012, the path towards ascension. It's interesting that this is June 12, 2012, and we have a lot of 12 today, and that is a 3, which is the number of the positive mind. So we have a lot of uplifting energy today that we're working with this week, and also we have a lot of Gemini energy that we've been talking about the last period of time on the calls. And I wanted to just say for people who are listening to for the first time or listening to this call later or reading the notes that we have a place where these calls are recorded, and that is kundaliniBliss.org. And I have a marketing person working with me, a friend of mine, who also was receiving the guidance to move into spreading the ascension light to others. And so he actually put my phone number for people that want personal numerology, tantric numerology readings, guidance for your soul, and a donate button on that page. So he's moving us all forward so we can share the light. So we work, our goal of these calls, if we want to call it a goal, our direction, our aim is to understand the potential and power of these precious, precious times that we live in that often feel chaotic and crazy, and as some of us have been talking about, going through some level of physical challenges, calibrating our physical bodies to these highest frequencies. So it's a cacophony of energies. With our arrow aimed at the completion, the opportunity that we have of this time of completing a 26,000-year cycle as defined by the Mayan shamans. And the completion of that cycle, the opportunity of this time that comes around every 26,000 years, is to actually ascend, become, learn how, and complete our soul's journey into the higher frequencies and learn how to and become an ascended master ourselves. So these calls are informational, and they're also training calls, and we're also working with Gaia, with Mother Earth, to heal and uplift the planet and ourselves. That's kind of a mouthful, but it is, it's a big job. Somebody's got to do it, so here we are. So it's a very exciting time to know that we can basically jump off the wheel of karma and onto the wheel of dharma, which means that what we're doing is we are creating choice, and that's part of moving into mastery, is the more we become conscious of who we are and the light within us, the God spark, the goddess spark within us, the more we realize how to understand the workings of the universe. So we move from mystery to mastery, as Yogi Bhajan used to tell us. Nodding his head, yes, that's what we're doing. And then we are learning the technologies and the steps and the cosmic laws, how to work in the framework and how to live from the consciousness of being an ascended master and what that looks like. And that is a completion of that particular piece of our soul's journey, which it doesn't end there, being the immortal souls that we are, but it starts giving us more choices so we don't have to feel trapped. We don't have to be trapped in the wheel of karma, which means action, reaction, and doing the same things over and over again. And in numerology, when I do the individual readings for people, I always look at the karmic imprint. I look at this through what's called the karma number, and I also read it intuitively or energetically. I also see it around people and feel it. The karma number in numerology that we work with is actually the month that you were born. So the karma number for this month is 6, which is the arcwide, which is vision. So what is important to work with at this time is the release of the planet having a vision of lower consciousness, so to speak, that which creates chaos or descension into chaos, into moving into a vision of what it is to live in the higher realms of our divine selves and that connection. So this is a very important month, the whole month, to revision, to work on the activation of your third eye and to beam light out like a unicorn out your third eye with whatever beautiful visions that you have for how you would like to see the planet be in the future. And Sri Singh Sab Yogi Bhajan is letting me know that, yes, he's saying that we could all, everybody on the planet in general, but he's saying, yes, this is a good time to really understand the power of the third eye, of the arc line, to hold us in that perfected state. He said it starts there. He used to always talk about reading people's arc lines, and if people had a break in their arc line, what did that mean? It would mean that disease could come in, or illness, or decay, or old age, or, you know, accidents. So he's reminding us that, especially with the sixth energy of June, that it's really a great time to heal our arc line, heal the light that we project out from our third eye, from our forehead, our own halo, so we become that, we project that light that others feel when they're in our presence. So this is a 6 month. So we're releasing the planetary karma as a group, and when we meditate and work on our own arc lines, of the planet being a place of basically lower vision, you know, like wars and things. So we can clear that also. When we clear with our breathing and with clearing the midline, we can clear that so that the light of the divine can shine forth and come through and be made manifest at this time. So the Earth has chosen to ascend at this time. There's been other 26,000-year cycles or a few other cycles where the Earth has not leapt into higher consciousness. Supposedly this, what's called a portal, and we call them portals for mortals. Supposedly there's been a couple other times when this portal has been opened and there has not been a successful transformational leap into the higher evolutionary levels. So we are working, we are successfully portaling this time and space and this opening so we can make it to the next level and the planet can move into a planet where, a conscious planet, where it becomes a planet of love, a planet living in the law of love and not descending into the law of chaos. So the ascension frequencies are frequencies that ascend into the higher dimensions, and we're releasing those frequencies that take us into chaos. The Kundalini reaches from the first dimension in the center of the Earth all the way up to the center of the Milky Way galaxy, where our Sun is now lining up the center of the Milky Way galaxy. And we had a very powerful Venus astrological configuration that we talked about, with Venus also in front of our Sun. So we're getting higher love frequencies at this time on the planet. So it's a very exciting time. So that's actually a little bit of review about what we're doing. And as we're reviewing and deep breathing and opening up our hearts and feeling the wave-like motion of the mother coming up through our bodies, we're also recalibrating to the divine feminine, and that's part of what we're doing during these energies, these astrological messages that we're receiving. And what astrological messages are we receiving during this time? Well, Jupiter has moved out of Taurus, and Jupiter was in Taurus since June 2011. We've now got Jupiter has moved into Gemini. Jupiter is the planet of expansion. It's the big planet. I'm sure you learned that in science class. Things you would have learned had you been paying attention in science class. Jupiter is the big one, the big planet. Therefore, it expands us. So Jupiter is moved into configuration with Gemini. Jupiter's being ruled or influenced by Gemini. So Gemini is now what's expanding us. Where Taurus, we did a lot of work last year about connecting with the Earth and the Mother, a lot of talk about Gaia, Taurus energies, Earth energies, Mother energies. Now, as we're moving into Gemini, Gemini is the messenger. Gemini is ruled by Mercury, the mind. Gemini, the messenger, is now taking this message out into the world. And the message is the message of oneness. We are moving into that state, or have the possibility to move into that state of oneness or unity consciousness. And as we traverse the nine dimensions and move out of 3D, we're able to move into the consciousness, or I also like to call it the room of unity consciousness. That's the fourth dimension, fifth dimension, and on up. The fourth dimension is where we can start to experience Leela, the play of the divine, the play of creation, the play of polarities, and embrace that. Embrace all of creation with unity consciousness or oneness consciousness. And this is the frequency, this is the wave that we're riding at this time, to ride that wave of consciousness, of oneness, of unity consciousness, of realizing that it's the light of the divine that connects us all. But everybody has inside them divine light, has light from source, and that light can be expressed in different ways. And the ascension consciousness is to learn how to realign our own inner light to line up with the light of the divine rather than lower consciousness, so to speak. And so the ascension mastery guidelines or trainings or what we're getting to experience at this time is we're learning how to individuate that light. Everybody has been given free will, and the purpose is to have an intensified individual focus of self-conscious intelligence. What does that mean? It means that this is the time. The message is to reunite our inner light with the light of the divine, and with this portal, this 26,000-year portal of our sun lining up with the central sun, the light is coming through from source, through the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy. The light is coming through. The messages are coming through, the information, to re-encode us into that unity consciousness with the divine, so we remember that we are divine co-creators. So as that happens, we are becoming the conscious directors of how to use this light. So that's what we're doing as the masters, the ascended masters. We're guiding others. Here's what it looks like. Here's the tools that you have. Here's how you work with the light. Here's how you develop compassion. You lift up your rib cage. You open up your heart. And you breathe through your heart so that all can experience the oneness through you. So, again, Yogi Bhajan used to say that spirituality is caught, not taught. So the light is something that people feel. So as we work with healing and expanding our arc lines, then the light moves into our aura and out into the pranic field. So as we move into what I consider to be the different dimensions, I also like to call them rooms, the different rooms of consciousness. So as we move into the different rooms of consciousness, then as we experience how wonderful it feels to be in the room of the fourth dimension, the room of the fifth dimension, we can guide other people and say, you know, hey, here's where the light is. It feels good to be compassionate. It feels good to serve others. It feels good to smile. It feels good to deep breathe. So it's available for all who are willing and ready and able at this time to move into this portal of grace where we can drop the planetary and individual karma. So this is a time, this only happens during this time, where people don't have to go through lifetime after lifetime to work out whatever karma they may have incurred. They can just walk into the room, and it's a portal of grace. And if they can hold the consciousness, then they can stay in that room, those higher dimensions room of consciousness, and move into the expanded frequency. So this is really what our soul yearns for, is to allow this inner light to expand and once again reconnect with Source so that we're not feeling that we're a quarantined planet, cut off from Source anymore, having all kinds of individual random experiences. We will still have our individuality and our own experiences, but there won't be such a feeling of separation. So we're healing that feeling of separation, and one of the feelings of separation that we're healing is the separation from the divine feminine, which is in each one of us. So we're talking about right now, with Jupiter moving into Gemini, and Gemini being the messenger, what's the message that's being brought to the world? So it's the reconnection with the inner divine feminine, our own divine feminine, the connection with the frequencies of the divine feminine, the frequencies of love and compassion that can come through and anchor in the divine blueprint for the planet to become a completely healed and beautiful place to inhabit for all that choose to stay here. Some will be leaving. We don't know if they're going to other planets or what's happening, but as the vibration increases, there may be a level of discomfort for many people to stay here if they're not aligned. And the places where we're not aligned in our physical body is all of our 10 bodies will show up. And that's what I was talking about last week, that I shared some personal things I've been going through, but I am feeling better. So I'm enjoying that I'm getting healed. So we have a blueprint, a divine blueprint, which wants to express itself in this divine realm, bringing divine form into action. That's the message. How do we bring divine form into action, into form? That's what we're doing right now. So at any time, a person can choose to rise out of what we consider to be human limitations and align with that which expands us, that which is unlimited. So that could be having the consciousness to see any circumstances that are around us into an expanded way, which we talked about conscious desire the last couple weeks, and the higher octave. So as we add in these higher frequencies, it gives us a lot more choices, and we start to, as we align with the divine, the divine shows us the path through the way out. And it was kind of interesting that I was working with someone this week, and we were really experiencing that as we worked together and understood who she was and what was, I was looking at her numbers. She had a karma of 8 and a couple 4s in there. There's a lot of foundation and 8, the infinite. If you turn the 8 on its side, it's the finite connecting to the infinite, the infinite sign. So she had karma of 8, which meant that she she was just feeling a lot of limitations. So that's an example of when we started working with her reconnecting with the earth and her own divine feminine, which she was, we were experiencing as a wave of energy starting to move through her whole body. What I saw happen, she was experiencing happening, was that this light inside her, her inner divine spark. Somebody's kind of breathing kind of loud. Maybe move your microphone away from your mouth or something. But as her inner divine spark, her inner light, as we worked with who she was, and I helped her understand who she was and where she came from and where she was going, her inner light just began to expand just with that remembrance, that knowledge, and the karmic imprint, so to speak, in her energy field, I actually saw them dissolving. So this is an example of the portal of grace time that we're living in now. We don't need to necessarily, quote-unquote, work out our karma, but as we activate our third eye and our arc line, that will allow our inner light to expand out, and whatever limitations and karmic imprints, because they look like imprints on our energy fields or maybe lines or something, as we allow our light to expand out, then these imprints, these shadows, will actually fall away of their own accord. So it's a whole different way. We're moving, I call it through the looking glass. We're moving into a whole different way to view the world, work with the world, and work with consciousness. And this is part of what's happening. As we move into these other dimensions, we now have new tools in our toolbox that are actually easier to work with, to work with ourselves and work with the world and work with different situations. So that's an example. That's like a higher dimensional way to, quote-unquote, release or work with karma. So that was very interesting to watch that in action. So there's an example of Jupiter in Gemini and how to work with that. And, of course, we'll throw in a couple little challenges here, which, just understanding how to work with them, they're not challenges, right? They're just choices. They're knowledge. So we have Saturn retrograde, and we have Venus retrograde until June 27th. So for the next few days, Saturn retrograde, of course, Saturn is the taskmaster, what we, you know, have to learn. It's that which grounds us and that which makes us stay, you know, in physical form, you know, whether we want to or not sometimes. We have to work our way through, you know, our challenges. Well, that retrograde says to me, and this is, you know, what the message, information I'm getting, is look at what your challenges are and then go ahead. You can even write them down before you meditate or think about them and then feel them inside, you know, feel those challenges. And then as you breathe, this is Saturn retrograde, as you breathe and bring your breath up and focus light out your third eye and expand your arc line out, then allow the light to remove anything that may have seemed like a very difficult challenge. So that is Saturn retrograde working with Jupiter Gemini in the month of June, expanding the arc line. So there's an example of how to work with that. And then Venus retrograde again. This is taking us inside to ask us, you know, where's your love? So this is about self-love, and this is, again, about healing the divine feminine. So if you can go inside yourself and feel those areas where you don't love yourself, you know, you can write them down or you can look in a mirror, whatever, or think about if you have, like, you know, your mind chatter, if you're not constantly chanting the Adi Shakti in your mind, just in case, if something else comes up that repeats itself, you know, any little self-criticisms, this is the time to look at those and to, again, allow them to, the light, to expand them out. So if they're caught in like a karmic imprint in your energy field, just allow that arc line light from inside out to dissolve them So those are like three main astrological influences that we're being given on our Ascended Mastery training to work with this month. So the meditation is really to pull that light of the Divine Feminine, again, up through your feet, into your body. Feel the wave-like motion so you can, you know, maybe move a little bit and before you sit down and meditate or do a walking meditation so you feel the wave. You're going to energize the light like these solar flashlights. Sometimes you have to wind them or do different things. Like, you know, imagine that you're like a solar flashlight. So you're just bringing the wave, the current up, the light up. And with that wave, you're letting that inner light inside you move out in waves from your third eye through your whole body to break up the imprints of anything that you feel limits you from achieving your divinity or where you want to go, and any thoughts about not completely loving yourself, because you are completely divine, and the light is love. And it's the law of one that we're working with this month, the law of one, the law of oneness. So we've been talking about the law of love, and the opposite of that is the law of chaos. When people, again, identify with the lower dimensions, when they identify with their limitations, or they identify with either animal predatory consciousness, which is like wars and eating meat and things like that, power over stuff, and also the human, they identify with the limitations of being a human. So when we move into the light of the divine, then we have a way to work with those limitations. So those are some of the things that we're working with during this time frame, during this month. And so just breathe right now. Breathe, breathe, breathe. And exhale. And exhale, and exhale. I'm doing some clearing right now on some, I'm feeling some clearing of the Divine Feminine. I'm feeling it come up as a group for clearing, bringing more light into the love of the Mother, the love of the Divine Feminine. I'm feeling that in this moment we're doing that healing for the planet, because that's what's been suppressed for the last 26,000 years. And it has to do with the original archetype in the cultural consciousness that we've been given about, you know, everything's Eve's fault from the garden. Well, we have a new archetype. You know, Eve's coming back, and she's back. She's, you know, she knows what to do, and we're honoring that she knows the direction, and that she knows the direction. The Mother, the life force, the Shakti activation, knows what to do to restore life and love to the planet. So right now I'm just clearing that archetype of the Divine Feminine messing things up, which was obviously only a way to control her. But we don't need to be controlled. We need to be freed in our own consciousness to trust ourselves. We know the way out. We know the way through. And we are supported by Source. We are supported by the life and the light of the divine, and we can express all of that at every moment, and we can choose that. We can choose life in every moment with every breath. So it's conscious desire, the desire to liberate life from the suppression of that which has not recognized the divinity of the Mother. So that's a lot of information. So let's just breathe. Breathe into the divine body. Feel the arc line. Oh, okay, good. Wow, thank you. Beautiful. Whoa, okay. That was a beautiful clearing. I'm just feeling this huge kind of shadow just sort of floating away. Wow, thank you. The Masters are saying, yes, we're doing it. We're releasing some shadow that was over the earth, and connecting more with the divine body of the Mother, that the earth is divine, bringing the consciousness that the earth is divine into being at this moment. That's what I'm being told we're doing. We're installing the consciousness into the fields that the Earth is a divine being. It's not just something to be exploited or used. Beautiful, beautiful. We're anchoring that consciousness, that thought form, that energy field. That's the message, remember? Gemini Messenger, this is about the new messages. So we're anchoring these new messages into the field from the light of our arc line. It has been willed, and we have chosen to live in this ascension consciousness. So then we can activate these fields to bring them onto the planet. Oh, beautiful. Wow, yes. So just breathe into that. Project that light at your third eye. Excellent, 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 excellent. It's happening. Deep breathe, bring your breath up from the root, up and in on the navel, lift up the diaphragm, hold, project light out the third eye with the new messages. Beautiful. Just keep deep breathing. I am trying to get my iPod to bring up the music. Good. So just feel that wave-like energy flowing around you now. I'm feeling that flowing around you. Technology is not cooperating with us at this moment, so just keep deep breathing. You're doing great. I could put on a CD. I could coordinate that. Try here another minute, see if I can get the... My iPod to cooperate. So let's see. Ancient technology. Where are my CDs? Okay. Let that go. Still clearing. Good. And exhale, activating the center of the earth, the crystalline center of the earth. And then connecting the crystalline center of the earth with your third eye. Connecting the crystalline center of the earth with your third eye. The piezoelectric effect of crystals, meaning that crystals vibrate. So feel that divine frequency with the center of the earth. That's it. Good. Okay. And now for some nice clearing, we're going to work with triple mantra that Guru Nam put together. Ad Grename, Jad Grename, Sat Grename. It's kind of a long mantra, so just listen if you don't already know it. I don't really have time to explain it right now for completing this call, but go into, this is for clearing. The triple mantra is for clearing, so just feel that you're having a breakthrough. It could be a personal breakthrough and or a breakthrough for the earth, and both. Starting out with the om.
Thank you.
Inhale. Bring the breath up from the earth. And exhale and let it go. Good. Beautiful. So that is the assignment for this week, is to bring the breath up from the earth, the crystalline center of the earth, into your body to energize your body. And then any limitations that you feel or you're aware of on the earth, the planet field, so it'll be personal and planetary, exhale and bring, when you inhale, you bring the light up to your third eye, project out the third eye, so you're going to expand your arc line. And then chant the triple mantra if you like. If you don't have the triple mantra or you don't know it, which is the Ad Gurina Me that we just did, which breaks through blocks, then you can just deep breathe and expand the light at your arc line. So that's the assignment for this week from Yogi Bhajan himself. I didn't have any idea this is what was going to happen. As often happens on these calls, I have lots of things planned, and then, you know, something completely different happens, or relatively different, you know, not completely. I have the basic astrological information, but my iPod would not work at all, and I had to go grab some CDs, and this is the one that I was instructed to share for everybody this week.
It was beautiful.
Oh, great. Thank you. I appreciate the feedback. Because like I said, I appreciate the feedback because a lot of times, and on this call today, I have something else in my mind that I'm going to talk about. And then the masters come, Yogi Bhajan comes in, and we get some different information, which is wonderful. I'm really happy. So I actually feel really good, too. I actually like the divine direction, too. So
mm-hmm.
That felt good for you? Yeah, good.
Mm.
Anybody else? Did you?
It's Lucia. I'm up here, and I am up here. Boy,
you're still here. Great. We're so happy.
And in terms of I'm doing the triple thought lately, I think that's about the mantra, you know.
Mhm. You've been doing the triple mantra a lot. Good.
A lot. I was doing some initiation evening, and I was not going to connect around. And I heard you gotta connect, you know, if somebody will connect, but in the fuck, you gotta connect. So I said, okay, I'll try. Okay.
Good. So thank you for connecting. We all appreciate it. Thank you for connecting.
I appreciate it. It's not just the noise, it's being able to soar with you. I feel restricted in my
Yes, we need to all keep gathering together. It increases the force. Yes.
And it feels good, too.
Yeah, it feels
right.
Great. We have such a strong group. We've created a really strong field. So, would anybody else like to share anything before we complete for today? The line is open to feedback, comments, and expansion. Well, I really feel the light flowing, so I'll look forward to seeing you all in my meditation. And if anybody wants to put a comment on, there's a Shakti Activation Yoga page on Facebook now up. If anybody wants to put a comment on that about how your meditations are going this week or anything that you're feeling or anything about the call that you learned or would like to share. We're just trying to make these higher dimensional rooms available for more people. So if you want to post comments, that'd be great too. and enjoy your meditations this week. And again, a happy birthday to our Geminis, Arete and Sharon, and any other Geminis out there. We feel your happy, joyful energy, bubbly energy, big ascension bubble energy. So we're sending you ascension joy bubbles for a big celebration, a whole birthday celebration.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yay. All right. So with that, let's all go ahead.
Is it mahalo?
Mahalo. Yes, mahalo.
Mahalo.
Mahalo. And inhale. Sa. Na. Sa. Wahe Guru, and I will be with you in the light. So I'll talk to everybody later.
Okay. I will email you later.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Everybody. Talk to you later. Love you all.
Love you all.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.